Okay, this is Stephen Lucky for Theatre Voices, and I'm actually in Manchester, and I've got the festival organiser of Decibel, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the festival that's been happening this week. It's a cultural diverse festival, and it has over 50 artists, and what is it all about, and how did it all start?
It started in 2003, and it was really a response to artists of African and Asian and Caribbean descent wanting to increase their touring potential around England, and venues, the Arts Council funds in particular, saying, we can't find these diverse artists, where are they? So we thought, let's put them both together, and we basically came up with this idea of a cross-arts showcase. I think what's unique about the showcase is, most showcases are music or dance. This is music, dance, theatre, spoken word, live art, circus, carnival. So it's really anything that has content, live content, we sort of welcome to the showcase. And this is our fourth edition here in Birmingham, and we have a 51 due in 2011, and it really has changed in this edition to include diverse practice. So it isn't about the cultural diversity, it's about the diversity of the practice.
But go into detail a little bit more, because it's actually not open to the general public, is it?
No.
It's actually open to the theatre industry. Why is that?
It's actually not just open to theatre industry, it's open to the performing arts sector. So it's open to programmers, producers, artistic directors, anyone who can buy or invest in work.
Right.
And it's because it's a business-to-business event. It really is about putting artists on a platform in front of people who buy work, and the people saying, yep, I want you, I want you, I want you, or let's work on a piece together, let's shape that piece together. We need someone who's fantastic at Kathak dance, can you come to our region? So it isn't just about the performing arts sector, it's also about Arts Council England.
Okay.
Our organisation that is charged with the development of the arts in England, and it's actually the single biggest event of Arts Council employees to any performing arts event.
How do you measure its success?
I think we look at things like conversations we get back from delegates. You know, is it working? Do we see the shows? Do we start to see that the venues are diversifying? And we can absolutely say yes. I mean, Travis Theatre in Scotland had said that they come to showcase because it's a good way for them to engage. I mean, diversity is very different in Scotland. So we have a lot of support from Scotland. We have quite a lot of internationals who look to us as, you know, the way forward of how they can sort of like model their better practice in their own countries and their own performing arts sectors. So success is over £1 million worth of bookings. Now, it's over £1 million of the artists who responded to our evaluation. It's most probably a lot more than that, but you know, these things are not always the easiest thing to measure. I think also the artists feel they've raised their profile, they have there's a better understanding of diverse arts around the performing arts sector. And I think, you know, we're in a recession and we've had over 416 delegates and still counting registered to come to showcase.
Nikki, I know you're pushed for time and I know you're going to rush off in a minute, but why do you think this particular festival is needed for cultural diverse artists? You know, for instance, you've got the Edinburgh Fringe. Why does it happen there?
I think there's not an under... You need time. When you are doing anything that is about change, you cannot expect to change it in a week or 2 years. This is 8 years. And it's taken us 8 years to get to this stage. And I think you've attended previous showcases. I think you could agree it's most probably the best one yet. And that's, we have the time to shape and develop that.
Because you've got the opportunity to network.
Exactly.
You get the opportunity to meet people.
That's right.
You get the opportunity to sell your work, and you're selling it to the programmers. Also, you've got the opportunity to shape your work. And as you said
Absolutely.
The other day, it's quite heavily competitive, so it increases the quality of what you're doing, because you know, well, somebody else might be doing something around the corner, and you want to do it that little bit better.
Exactly, it's exactly that. We've we we take on board the delegates' feedback. That's why we've got the three strands, pitching. Delegates were like, you're always bringing in the same people.
So just tell us about the three strands then. So
we've got Tour Ready, and initially it was set up for Tour Ready work.
Right.
But a lot of artists were presenting themselves as Tour Ready and they weren't.
Right.
It's very damaging to say you're Tour Ready to an audience full of people who buy work and you're not.
So basically it's 30 minutes format, isn't it?
It's and a 30 minute format now. Then there's work in progress. So those people who've got something to present,
right,
they've got 15 to 20 minutes to present something, and then followed by a Q&A if they wish. And then the pitching is for those big ideas or for those people who need extra investment, maybe
or
artistically or support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really worked very well, and I spoke to a couple who came over from Arlington, Virginia. They're building a massive cultural centre over there, and they said they came because they were actually very interested in this strand. They want to build relationships with artists, and it's the best way to do it is to see the work and see how you can maybe influence it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the third one?
Pitching, Tour Ready, and Work in Progress.
And Work in Progress.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. You're going to be going all week?
I've got to be here all week.
Going to be a bit tired, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I've paced myself. I know that, you know, I can sort of like
there's a
sleep.
Lot of partying going on as well,
there's
isn't there?
There's a lot of parties, there's a lot of conversations, there's a lot of debate. There's a lot of good ideas. What's really nice is it's a very positive, feel-good event.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Lots of people have come with the same agenda, and they're sharing ideas, and they're meeting people and saying hello,
okay,
putting names to faces that, you know, they've spoken to you on the phone or by email. So it's great.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I know you're very, very busy, and I wish you the best for the festival. It is going extremely well.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Okay. Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Stephen. Bye-bye.